So for season ticket holder, it's going to be this week right next to
you. Oh, all right. All right, sounds good.
Just point the camera right here.
Cool.
My hands aren't shaking.
I get shaken when I think, surprisingly when I go around.
Yeah, but it's over at that point.
I know. But it's, I caught myself.
Once I get to home plate, to me it's over.
So I like to hug that circle. But
that's going to be my biggest thing. The first time I came in a little too far.
It's a brand new season in Brooklyn, and the Cyclones are ready to put on the greatest show on surf.
The 1-2 to Osborne, hammered again in the air to left. Back goes Welko, way back to the warning track, and he's done it again! Drake Osborne, a multi-home run game, and Brooklyn takes a 5-0 ninth inning lead.
Theo 1, Parada lasers one to left, and you can forget that. That ball almost went through the ring light. A towering blast from Kevin Parada, and the Cyclones are on the board.
The 0-2, slider cut on and missed, strike three, and you can celebrate a Cyclones victory. Wilkin Ramos slams the door shut. A perfect 1-2-3, top half of the ninth inning.
You're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones pregame show, and it starts right now. Let's get you out of the ballpark with Justin Rock and Johnny Gadamowicz.
Good morning, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome back out to Shoretown Ballpark in Lakewood, New Jersey. And game two of this six-game series featuring your Brooklyn Cyclones, 48-48 overall, 20-11. In the second half, taking on the 51-45 Jersey Shore Blue Claws, 16-15 in the second half. Justin Rock with you here on the pregame show, leading you up until our 12:05 scheduled first pitch this afternoon. Brooklyn, a tough 6-3 loss to open up this series on Tuesday night. Brooklyn fell behind early 2-0, a two-run double by Gabriel Rincones Jr. in the bottom half of the first inning, gave the Blue Claws an early 2-0 lead. However, Brooklyn responding, they grabbed the lead with three runs in the top half of the fifth. Carried that lead until the sixth inning, and unfortunately for Brooklyn, a trio of errors in the bottom of the sixth allowed four unearned runs to score for Jersey Shore. As the Blue Claws jumped in front 6-3, they'd allowed only two more base runners the rest of the night as Jersey Shore took the opening game of the series to win their sixth straight ball game, dating back to their series against Aberdeen last week. But not the worst news for Brooklyn, as with Aberdeen's loss last night at home to Hickory, the Cyclones still a 2.5 game lead over the Ironbirds in the North Division. Brooklyn will try and get back in the win column this afternoon. Jordani Ventura will be the scheduled starter for the Cyclones today. Ventura, the Mets number 24 prospect at midseason by Baseball America, has gone 1-0, a 3.65 ERA in his first three starts with the Cyclones. Went five innings, allowed two runs, earned his first high A victory last time out on Thursday against Wilmington. For Jersey Shore, it'll be the right-hander Gunnar Mayer to take the ball today. 1-5, a 5.94 ERA, but it has been a year of big splits for Mayer. He has struggled so mightily on the road, 0-5, a 9.85 ERA in nine starts away from the shore. But here in his own confines in Lakewood, 1-0, and a 2.54 ERA in seven starts. So Mayer has clearly pitched better here at home, trying to bounce back after his last start against Brooklyn lasted less than two innings. Brooklyn taxing him for four runs on four hits. We'll take a break here on the pregame show, but when we come back, we'll get you a look at this evening's starting lineups. We'll also get you first pitch, Brooklyn and Jersey Shore, Mets and Phillies, and South Atlantic League Baseball coming your way in just a matter of moments right here on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Calling all close talkers, low talkers, high talkers, anti-dentites, and those with man hands. Come on down to Coney Island on Saturday, August 19th. Yada, 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 you'll have a great time. The first 2,500 fans in attendance will receive a George Costanza bobblehead. Plus, there will be a special appearance from John O'Hurley, who famously played Jay Peterman on the show. There are special packages, including all you can drink, and guaranteed bobblehead packages available as well. Don't stop for Juju Fruits. Go directly to BrooklynCyclones.com and get your tickets to this annual celebration of all things Seinfeld.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum Fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes four tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the third inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Step right up and greet the Mets this summer at Maimonides Park. Mets legends Bartolo Colon, Mookie Wilson, and recently inducted Mets Hall of Famer Howard Johnson will be coming to Coney Island during the month of July with special autograph and limited edition bobblehead packages available. For more information or to purchase tickets, visit BrooklynCyclones.com/meet the Mets.
Hey, Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket, as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, BrooklynCyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
Barreling it towards first pitch on this Wednesday afternoon. Justin Rock with you here from Shortstown Ballpark, getting you ready for first pitch tonight between Brooklyn and Jersey Shore. Sun shining, a beautiful day here in Lakewood, New Jersey. Right now, temperature sitting at 78 degrees. According to AccuWeather, real feel closer to 90 in the sunshine, but in the shade, a very easy 77 degrees. As we take a look at today's starting lineups, as Chris Newell and Greg Brodzinski doing the lineup exchange as we speak. First for the Cyclones, put together by their manager, Chris Newell. Jet Williams reached base four times in his high A debut last night. He'll lead off again and play shortstop. Alex Ramirez is in center field batting second. DeAndre Smith moves up to the three slot. He'll be at second base today with William Lugo getting the afternoon off. Stanley Consuegra in left field this afternoon. He'll clean up. Jacob Reimer walked in his Cyclones debut yesterday. He'll bat fifth, move across the diamond, and play third base. Chase Estep, first baseman in the lineup. He'll bat sixth. Jose Mena gets the start behind the plate in the seven hole. Omar De Los Santos, who holds Brooklyn's single-season stolen base record, will bat eighth. He's the DH. And Ryland Thomas, who has been scorching hot, had two more hits last night, will bat ninth and play right field. Jordani Ventura on the mound for Brooklyn, 1-0, a 3.65 ERA with the Cyclones. This the Jersey Shore lineup he'll face, put together by their manager, Greg Bull Brodzinski, a New Jersey native. Nick Ward leads off at third base. He had a couple of base hits last night. Marcus Lee Seng moves over to center field. He will be in the two slot. Gabriel Rincones Jr. drove in a pair yesterday. He'll bat third and take over left field. Rickson Wingrove trying to snap out of an 0-for-17 slide at the plate. He'll clean up and play first base. Otto Kemp will make his high A and Jersey Shore debut, added to the roster earlier today from single A Clearwater, filling the void left by Haoyu Lee, who was traded to the Tigers in the Michael Lorenzen deal yesterday. Leandro Pineda drove in a run yesterday. He'll bat sixth and play right field. Anthony Kirion is the DH, hitting seventh. Arturo De Freitas will do the catching and hit eighth for the Blue Claws today, with the shortstop Eric Brito batting ninth. Rounding out the Blue Claw starting nine, Gunnar Mayer on the mound for the Phillies affiliate, 1-5, a 5.94 ERA. Beautiful day, some scattered golf ball sized white clouds scattered across the horizon here in Lakewood, New Jersey. Really a picturesque and beautiful day here. Got some really interesting T-shirts and jerseys at the ballpark tonight as well, particularly representing the two parent affiliates playing here today. The Mets and the Phillies got one guy in a Bryson Stott T-shirt jersey directly behind home, and then probably one of the more unique jerseys we've seen all season. There is a man a couple of seats to the right of Brooklyn's first base dugout towards the home plate side wearing a Luis Guillorme jersey today. I don't even know they made Luis Guillorme jerseys. And it is about as authentic as it gets down that left, that third base side. So Bryson Stott T-shirt jersey, a Luis Guillorme actual jersey. No love for Mike Piazza and Ryan Howard today here in Lakewood, but set up for a great day of baseball on this Wednesday afternoon. Blue Claws beginning to take the field as we speak. Starting lineups being introduced. This one of two matinees today in the South Atlantic League. Greensboro will host Asheville right here at the top of the 12 o'clock hour. Everything else today starting at 6:30 or later. Hudson Valley in Wilmington at 6:35. Winston-Salem hosts Bowling Green at 7 o'clock. Greenville will host Rome at 7:05, and Hickory will be at Aberdeen also at 7:05 today. Looking at the Mets affiliates, couple of matinees today. Syracuse, AAA, will take on Worcester also at 12:05. Florida Complex League, 12 o'clock scheduled first pitch. Edwin Uceda making a rehab start. St. Lucie and Binghamton will start at 6:35 with the Mets scheduled to get underway at 8:10 in Kansas City tonight. We'll take a break when we come back. First pitch, Brooklyn and Jersey Shore coming your way in just a matter of moments. You're listening on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Calling all close talkers, low talkers, high talkers, anti-dentites, and those with man hands. Come on down to Coney Island on Saturday, August 19th. Yada, 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 you'll have a great time. The first 2,500 fans in attendance will receive a George Costanza bobblehead. Plus, there will be a special appearance from John O'Hurley, who famously played Jay Peterman on the show. There are special packages, including all you can drink, and guaranteed bobblehead packages available as well. Don't stop for Juju Fruits. Go directly to BrooklynCyclones.com and get your tickets to this annual celebration of all things Seinfeld.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum Fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Thanks so much for tuning in to the Cyclones pregame show. Be sure to tune in 15 minutes prior to first pitch of every Brooklyn Cyclones game all season long. Let's get you back out to Justin Rock.
Time for baseball under the summer sunshine in the Garden State. Justin Rock back with you here on the Cyclones Radio Network. Brooklyn and Jersey Shore. Game two, of this six-game series about to get underway. Gunnar Mayer warming up on the mound. A quick run through of the Brooklyn lineup he'll face. Jet Williams, Alex Ramirez, DeAndre Smith at the top. Stanley Consuegra, Jacob Reimer, and Chase Estep at the heart with Jose Mena, Omar De Los Santos, and Ryland Thomas rounding out the Cyclones starting nine. Gunnar Mayer making the start today for the Blue Claws. Mayer standing at 6'6", 205. 23 years old as of last week from Stockton, California. Numbers for Mayer this year making his 17th start. 1-5, a 5.94 ERA. 57 hits in 53 innings, 36 walks, and 61 strikeouts. Mayer last time out, game two of a doubleheader last Wednesday against Aberdeen. No decision, two runs on five hits in 4 1/3 innings, walked three and struck out three. But Mayer has had a bumpy last four outings. An ERA up over 12 since he was roughed up by Brooklyn in Coney Island on the 30th of June. Jet Williams, the 19-year-old, will lead things off 1-for-2 in his Cyclones debut yesterday with an RBI double, three walks, and a stolen base. First pitch of the afternoon from Gunnar Mayer. A fastball strike at the letters, and we're underway. A couple minutes behind schedule at 12:08 Eastern. The 0-1. Now Williams takes outside. It's a ball and a strike. Jet hitting at 251 between St. Lucie and Brooklyn. Six homers, 36 RBIs. The 1-1. And Williams swings and misses at a 93-mile-an-hour fastball. And Mayer ahead 1-2. Working quickly, the one ball, two strike pitch. And Williams grabs a piece, fouls it back behind home. It stays at 1-2. Williams hitting at .356 in his last 13 games, dating back to the All-Star break. The 1-2 off the plate outside. even at two balls and two strikes. When you look at the raw numbers since the All-Star break, a walk rate up around 29%, and a wins runs created plus of 224. As Williams takes outside, it's 3-2. To put that in perspective, league average is 100. So he is 124% better than league average since the All-Star break. And Williams, guess what? He's walked again. He has had 6 plate appearances in the South Atlantic League over the last 24 hours and has walked in 4 of them, doubled and struck out in the other 2. So Williams, who has 33 stolen bases overall this year, is at first for the center fielder, Alex Ramirez. Ramirez, 2-for-4 with a couple of RBIs yesterday. Righty offers, and Alex takes outside for ball 1. Ramirez hitting at 251 now. 6 homers, a team-best 45 RBIs. Surpassed Antoine Duplantis yesterday for 2nd place on the Cyclones' all-time hit list, as Mayer misses down and away for ball 2. He's tied with Jose Peraza for the all-time record in doubles. Second place all-time at total bases. And 1 behind Luke Ritter for 2nd place on the all-time RBI list. As Ramirez takes a called strike. And the count 2-1. Ramirez coming into play today. 6-game hitting streak. Dating back to last week's homestand against Wilmington. 12-4 his last 26. Williams leads off first, the 2-1. And Ramirez fouls it to the right. And the count evens at 2 balls and 2 strikes. But really, ever since that 6-hit game in Hudson Valley on the 21st of July, Ramirez has been playing at his best level all season. Throw back to first, and Williams dives back. Umpire and crew today behind the plate calling balls and strikes, Trey Jester. Jesse Bush is on the bases. The 2-2 to Alex. Runner starts and stops. Pitch outside. Snap throw behind Williams at first is late. And Alex has worked the count full 3-2. Mayer only lasted an inning and 2/3. His last start against Brooklyn took the loss. 4 runs on 4 hits. A payoff pitch, a hard ground ball fielded on a bounce by Kemp. Underhand flip to Brito at second, on to first in time. 4-6-3 double play. Ramirez hit it hard, but right at the second baseman Kemp. And he's able to turn 2 in his first fielding chance at the high A level. And Alex and Williams retired. 2 out and the bases empty for DeAndre Smith. DeAndre 1-for-4 last night, struck out twice, did commit a couple of errors. And Jersey Shore's 4 on 6th. And he takes upstairs for ball 1. DeAndre hitting at 220, a homer, 6 RBIs. Defensively behind Mayer this afternoon, left to right in the outfield, Gabriel Rincones Jr., Marcus Lee Sang, and Leandro Pineda. As Smith takes a strike, it's 1-1. Third to first around the infield, Nick Ward, Eric Brito, Otto Kemp, and Rickson Wingrove. The 1-0, rather the 1-1 chased off the outside edge. It's 1-2. Arturo De Freitas doing the catching behind the plate. A 1-2 pitch. Smith pulls it foul. Off a railing by the Brooklyn third base dugout. And it stays at 1-2. DeAndre, 5-game hitting streak, 6-4 his last 19. The pitch, swing and a miss, got him. Changed it up on him, down and in. And Gunnar Mayer works around a leadoff walk to face the minimum in the first. No runs, no hits, nobody left. At the end of half an inning, Brooklyn nothing. Here comes Jersey Shore on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
The Brooklyn Cyclones are excited to have yet another exciting lineup of jersey giveaways for the 2023 season. This year's giveaways include specialty uniforms for Pride Night, Star Wars Night, and so much more. For a full list of jersey giveaways, be sure to check out our team website at brooklyncyclones.com. Amazing starts here.
We had no business being in this business. But you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, we told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. There's spirit in this bottle.
Hi, this is Kevin Parada from Pasadena, California, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Bottom of the first inning, Jordani Ventura on the mound this afternoon. Quick run through of the Jersey Shore lineup he'll face. Nick Ward, Marcus Lee Sang, and Gabriel Rincones Jr. at the top. Brixen Wingrove, Otto Kemp, Leandro Pineda at the heart, and Anthony Kirion, Arturo DeFreitas, and Eric Brito round out the Claws starting at nine. Jordani Ventura on the mound today for Brooklyn, 6 feet tall, 200 pounds, 23 years old from Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic, making his fourth start, 1-0 at 3.65 ERA, 7 hits in 12 and a third innings. 9 walks, 8 strikeouts. Nick Ward to lead off. And the first pitch he sees, a 90-mile-an-hour fastball low for ball one. Ward at 2-for-4 with a run scored yesterday. Made the start at third base, the 1-0. And this on the ground is short. Gobbled up by Williams. And he makes the play to first for the opening out of the first inning. One away. Here is Marcus Lee Sang. Lee Sang 1-for-4 yesterday, scored a couple of runs. Four-game hitting streak coming into tonight, hitting at 269. 7 homers, 45 RBIs. Lefty batter with an open stance. First pitch from Ventura is outside for ball one. Jordani picked up his first Cyclones victory last Thursday. 5 innings of 2-run, 3-hit ball. 1-0. And Lee Sang fouls it off. Mena, it's 1-1. 4 walks, 4 strikeouts for Ventura. A season-high 89 pitches. And a season-high tying 51 strikes for the second straight start. The 1-1. And Lee Sang early on the off-speed. Took something off at 87. And it's a ball and 2 strikes. Ventura did make 2 starts in the Florida State League before joining Brooklyn against the Phillies affiliate in Clearwater and had really a Jekyll and Hyde kind of couple of appearances as Lee Sang swings and misses at the change for strike three. Back-to-back really nice changeups for Ventura. Picks up his first strikeout of the day. 2 out in the bottom of the first. That painting the corner punch out brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn in the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. Gabriel Rincones Jr. steps up. Lefty batter out in front again. A third straight changeup from Ventura. And the count 0-1. Rincones 1-for-4, a 2-run double yesterday. 227 in his first 39 games with the club. 4 homers, 18 RBIs. A 93-mile-an-hour fastball at the letters for strike two. Defensively behind Ventura, left to right of the outfield, Stanley Consuegra, Alex Ramirez, and Rylan Thomas, the 0-2. And Rincones can't hold up on a slider in, and Ventura retires the side in order, strikes out a pair to close out the frame. No runs, no hits, nobody left. A 9-pitch first for Ventura after 1, no score on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
At Maimonides, excellence never stops. Our physicians here in Brooklyn have the best heart attack survival rates in the entire U.S. and are among the top 10 performers nationwide for clinical outcomes across health conditions. We've created separate spaces and safe care pathways so there's no reason to put your health on hold. Maimonides Medical Center. Extraordinary times, extraordinary care.
I keep having this reoccurring dream. It's bases loaded and nobody out. I hit a pop-up that goes so high, nobody can see it. I race around the bases and reach home, and it still doesn't come down. What happens?
You go back to the dugout, you're out.
Why?
Infield fly rule.
They're not those kind of analysts, but they do analyze the game every night on MLB Tonight.
But if it doesn't come down,
you're out. Just move on.
Top of the second inning, no score here from Jersey Shore. Stanley Consuegra, Jacob Reimer, Chase Eastep. Three due up in the inning. Mayer working around a leadoff walk in the first to face the minimum. Stanley Consuegra hitless in the series opener yesterday. Takes a call strike from Mayer. And the count 0-1. Consuegra hitting at 238, team high tying 11 home runs, 36 RBIs. And he takes downstairs. It's a ball and a strike. Stanley, 0 for 4 with a strikeout yesterday. Hits this on the ground is short. Staying down on it is Brito. And he throws out Consuegra at first base for the first out of the inning. One away for Jacob Reimer. Reimer, 19-year-old, made his Cyclones debut yesterday, went 0 for 3 with a walk. Also struck out, and the hardest hit ball he had of the night was a double play. Hitting at 281 between three different levels. And Reimer takes a strike, it's 0-1. Seven homers, 41 RBIs. That's fourth round pick last year out of high school as Reimer drives one in the air to left. Back into his right on the move, Rincones. And he makes the running grab onto the warning track for the second out. Oh, Reimer gave it a ride, but could not quite find a way to muscle it over the head of the left fielder. Thought off the bat that might have a chance to get out. But instead there are two out in the inning. For the first baseman, Chase Eastep. Chase 1 for 3 on Sunday with an RBI head off last night. And the lefty batter takes outside for ball one. Chase hitting at 218, two homers, 27 RBIs. 1-0. And Eastep takes a strike. It's 1-1. Chase, though, in his last 13 games, hitting at 300 with two doubles and five RBIs. As Mayer misses outside, it's two balls and a strike. Jersey Shore wearing the Navy alternates today. Blue claws and white bubble lettering across the chest, the 2-1. And Eastep pops it in the air to center. Coming in a few steps, now jogging in more is Lee Sang. And with the sunglasses reflecting the light, makes the catch to close out a 1-2-3 inning. So Gunnar Mayer retires Brooklyn in order on 9 pitches at the end of 1.5, still no score. On the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket, as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, BrooklynCyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
We got breaking news.
Wall-to-wall breaking news.
It's that time of year.
The Dodgers get Machado.
Where teams make their move.
We are the epicenter of the trade deadline.
To postseason glory.
I love what San Diego's doing here.
Juan Soto, first time in a Padres uniform.
But this deadline waits for no one.
They're the best offense.
Who's going to get Ohtani?
We're watching.
It makes them a competitive lineup.
You heard it here first.
Oh, my.
The 2023 MLB Trade Deadline Special, August 1st on MLB Network.
Hola, soy César Berbesi de la ciudad de Maracay, Venezuela, y está escuchando el béisbol de los Ciclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Ciclones.
Bottom of the second inning, heart of the lineup, two up for Jersey Shore, Wingrove, Kemp, and Pineda. The three due up against Ventura, who needed nine pitches to retire the side in order in the first. Rickson Wingrove will lead things off. Wingrove 0-for-4 with a run scored in the series opener yesterday. Righty against lefty, Wingrove shows bunt, bounce it right back to the mound. Ventura in front of home throws on to first, and Wingrove retired for the first out. My guess is Wingrove was trying to get that one down the third base line with Reimer playing back and off the line, but ended up tapping it right back to Ventura, who might not have an easier play fielding his position all year long. So one pitch and one out brings up Otto Kemp for his first at-bat at the South Atlantic League level. And the first pitch he sees, a strike at the letters. And the count 0-1. Kemp hit .251 at Single-A Clearwater. 7 homers, 43 RBIs, 802 OPS. And he takes outside. It's 1-1. Kemp playing for the first time since Saturday. Went 1-for-4 with a double on the road against Jupiter. The 1-1 from Giordani. This on the ground. Nice sliding stop by Reimer. Gets to his feet. Throw to first in time to get him. Oh, what a play by Jacob Reimer at third base. Robbing Otto Kemp of what would have been his first base hit with the Blue Claws. And one new member of the Sally League retires the other. Two quick outs in the inning for Leandro Pineda. Pineda at .226, 7 homers, 45 RBIs. Takes inside and low. And the count 1-0. Pineda 2-for-3 with an RBI yesterday. Also walked, hitting at .389 in his last 10 games. The defensively behind Ventura, Consuegra, Ramirez, and Thomas in the outfield. 1-0 on the outside corner. It's 1-1. Third to first around the infield, Jacob Reimer, Jet Williams, DeAndre Smith, and Chase Estep, with Jose Mena doing the catching behind the plate. A 1-1, and Pineda out in front. Pulled the string, it's 1-2. Brooklyn today wearing the road grays with navy sleeves. BKLYN in Old English Navy lettering, arched across the chest. Navy numerals front and back, with a powder blue border. The 1-2. Breaking ball low. And it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Navy piping around the collar down the front of the jersey. Gray pants down to the ankles for Ventura. Navy piping along the side there. The 2-2. And Pineda strikes out swinging. Tied him up inside at 88. Third strikeout for Ventura. And back-to-back 1-2-3. 9-pitch innings to start the day for the Mets' number 24 prospect. We are through two here in New Jersey. No score on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, guys. Here at Bi-Cal Auto Mall, we always have over 500 cars in stock in our heated facility for your comfort and convenience. So whether you're on the showroom floor, the third floor, or the basement.
Over 500 cars all General Motors makes, Chevy, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac, as well as over 100 pre-owned cars in stock at all times.
And don't forget, if there's something that you like and you don't see, contact us, because here at Bi-Cal, you've always got a pal.
Calling all close talkers, low talkers, high talkers, anti-dentites, and those with man hands. Come on down to Coney Island on Saturday, August 19th. Yada, 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 you'll have a great time. The first 2,500 fans in attendance will receive a George Costanza bobblehead. Plus, there will be a special appearance from John O'Hurley, who famously played Jay Peterman on the show. There are special packages, including all you can drink, and guaranteed bobblehead packages available as well. Don't stop for Juju Fruits. Go directly to BrooklynCyclones.com and get your tickets to this annual celebration of all things Seinfeld.
Bottom third of the lineup, due up for Brooklyn. Top of the third inning, no score here from Jersey Shore. Beautiful Wednesday afternoon. Hope you're enjoying it wherever you're tuning in. Jose Mena will lead off for the Cyclones. Second start since returning to Brooklyn as he fouls the first pitch over the screen down below us. And the count 0-1. Mayer working from the first base side of the rubber, the one strike pitch, and Jose pops it up. Back behind second, calling for it is Kemp. From the outfield grass to the infield dirt, makes the catch over his noggin for the first out. One away for Omar De Los Santos, did not play yesterday. 1-for-4, scored a run in Sunday's win. Omar hitting at 208. 5 homers, 30 RBIs, a 562 OPS. Righty deals, and Omar shows bunt, pulls back, and takes outside for ball one. Navy uniforms for Jersey Shore today. Blue claws and white bubble lettering across the chest. White numerals front and back as Omar fouls it down the right field line. It's 1-1. White pants all the way down to the ankles. Red and navy piping along the side. Red cap, red bill, with the blue surfboarding crab on the front. The 1-1. And De Los Santos can't hit the off speed. Down and away at 84. It's a ball and two strikes. A righty offers, and De Los Santos swings late. But grabs enough to stay alive. As we said in the pregame show, it's been a very unique year for Mayer in terms of his home and road splits. And his own ballpark has been dominant. 1-0, a 2.54 ERA, 36 strikeouts to 16 walks. 1-2. Omar fouls it off to Freitas' glove. Still at 1-2, but on the road, as you saw in his last start against Brooklyn on June 30th, he's 0-5 in 9 starts with an ERA just a hair under 10. The 1-2. Omar in the air, shallow center, coming on Lee Sang to his left. And by his collarbone makes the grab for the second out. Two away. Here comes Ryland Thomas. Thomas 2-for-4 with a double and a run scored yesterday. Hitting 343 in his first 21 games with the team. One homer and 9 RBIs. Third baseman Ward in and off the line, playing right at the lip of the grass. And Ryland takes a called strike. It's 0-1. A Mayer just 20 walks to 25 strikeouts on the road. His whip nearly a full base runner worse on the road as Thomas flips it foul into the third base seats. It's 0-2. And his opponent batting average is over 100 points lower here at home than it is away from Lakewood, New Jersey. Looking for his second straight 1-2-3 inning, the 0-2. Outside, it's a ball and two strikes. Fastball, slider, curveball, changeup, the four-pitch arsenal for Mayer. 1-2. Thomas, bouncing ball past the mound. Fielded at short by Brito. Just on the third base side, a second throws on to first to end the inning. 1-2-3 goes Brooklyn. Mayer's retired 8 straight since walking the first man he faced. The end of 2.5, still scoreless on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Step right up and greet the Mets this summer at Maimonides Park. Mets legends Bartolo Colon, Mookie Wilson, and recently inducted Mets Hall of Famer Howard Johnson will be coming to Coney Island during the month of July with special autograph and limited edition bobblehead packages available. For more information or to purchase tickets, visit BrooklynCyclones.com/meetthemets.
Hi, this is Kevin Kendall from La Mirada, California, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Bottom of the third inning, no score. Fans Forest Electric New York is proud to be the preferred electrical contractor of your Brooklyn Cyclones. Whether it's a small-scale service job or a large-scale electrical installation, Forest Electric New York has the experience and expertise to provide a high-performance, single-source electrical solution. Anthony Kirion, Arturo De Freitas, Eric Brito. 3-2 up against Ventura in the inning. And the first pitch from Giordani is a slider strike in the count 0-1. Kirion last played on Sunday, went 1-for-3 with a double, hitting a .183 in 37 games, 23-for-126. Out in front of the changeup, and Ventura ahead 0-2. Kirion, 3 homers, 13 RBIs. Brooklyn, road grays, navy sleeves. Gray pants for Ventura. Navy piping along the side. White cleats, navy cap, navy bill. The powder blue interlocking BC logo on the front as Kirion lines it foul down the third baseline. Greg Brodzinski trying to will it fair. The third base coach's box. And it stays a 2-strike count on the Jersey Shore DH. Take a look around the South Atlantic League today. Only one other game in progress this afternoon. That is down in Greensboro, North Carolina. The 0-2. Swing and a miss. Got him. Struck him out. 86 miles an hour upstairs. Fourth strikeout this afternoon for Ventura. And there is one out in the third. That painting the corner strikeout brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn and the Bronx. Reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. Arturo De Freitas, righty hitting catcher, steps up. First game for him since Friday, went 1-for-4 with a double and an RBI. And he takes up and in. It's 1-0. De Freitas hitting a .165 in 35 games. 17-for-103, no homers, 6 RBIs. The first base side of the mound, Ventura, the 1-0. This is down and away. Two balls and no strikes. But Greensboro leading Asheville 1-0, headed to the bottom of the third inning. Sean Ross with an RBI double. The 2-0, and this foul towards us, off onto the roof. Two balls and a strike. Miguel Ulloa making the start for the Tourists. Joshua Loshorn getting the start for Greensboro. The 2-1. De Freitas in the air, center field, racing into his left, Ramirez. And with two hands, makes the catch just above the letters for the second out of the third. Two up, two down in the inning. Now Eric Brito. 1-for-3 with a bunt base hit yesterday. Hitting at .216 in 35 games with the club. No homers, 17 RBIs. The righty fires. And Brito takes a strike at the bottom of the zone. And the count 0-1. Elsewhere in the league today, 6:35, Wilmington will host Hudson Valley. The 0-1. Brito rolls over on one is short. Fielded at the chest by Williams. Easy play on to first. And Ventura has retired the side in order for the third straight inning to start the ballgame. 9-up, 9-down so far on this Wednesday for Giordani after 3-0 score on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Sundays with the Cyclones make the most fun ballpark in America even more fun. Kids get free ice cream and an opportunity to run the bases after the game. There are great giveaways, character appearances, bounce house fun in the backyard, and so much more. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for all the Sunday Fundy information you need.
Step right up and greet the Mets this summer at Maimonides Park. Mets legends Bartolo Colon, Mookie Wilson, and recently inducted Mets Hall of Famer Howard Johnson will be coming to Coney Island during the month of July with special autograph and limited edition bobblehead packages available. For more information or to purchase tickets, visit BrooklynCyclones.com/meet the Mets.
Pitcher's duel through three innings today. Only one base runner through the first three frames. And no base hits. Jet Williams, Alex Ramirez, DeAndre Smith, the three due up in the inning. Fans, join us in a galaxy not so far away. Saturday, August 12th, it'll be Star Wars night with your Cyclones, whether you're a Jedi Master or a Padawan. You'll want to get here early. First 1,500 fans receive an out-of-this-world jersey, plus post-game fireworks and a special ticket package featuring a Chewbacca fur cap as Jet Williams takes outside for ball one. For tickets or more info, visit BrooklynCyclones.com/Star Wars. As Jet takes outside for ball two, Williams, the only man to reach base today on either side, walked and was erased on a double play. The 2-0, and Williams swings away and pops it up in the infield. Mayer called off by the first baseman, Wingrove, and about halfway between the pitcher's mound and first base, makes the grab on the infield grass for the first out of the fourth. So Williams retired. One away, nine straight sat down by Mayer. Brings up Alex Ramirez, grounded into a double play his first time. First pitch to Alex, couldn't lay off the pitch down and away. And he falls behind, no balls and a strike. Looking around the Sally League today, 6:35, Wilmington will host Hudson Valley. Ramirez takes low, it's 1-1. Brad Lord expected to start for Wilmington. Hudson Valley has yet to name a probable. The 1-1, change up for a strike, it's 1-2. Winston-Salem hosts Bowling Green at 7 o'clock. Tyler Schweitzer for the dash. Bowling Green no listed probable yet. 1-2, and Ramirez loses the top hand on his swing and comes up empty for strike three. Just the second strikeout today for Mayer. He's retired 10 in a row. And there are two out in the fourth for DeAndre Smith. DeAndre struck out his first time 0-for-1. Greenville hosts Rome at 7:05, and Aberdeen will take on Hickory at 7:05 as well. Daniel Lloyd for the Ironbirds. As Smith watches that miss off the corner, it's 1-0. Jose Cornille expected to start for the Crawdads. 1-0, and Smith late on a 91-mile-an-hour fastball. It's 1-1. Looking at the league standings, Brooklyn 2.5 up on Aberdeen in the north. 4 up on third place Jersey Shore. Smith taps it back and out of play. It stays at a ball and two strikes. Hickory a 2.5 game lead in the South over Bowling Green. Asheville, Greenville, and Roma three-way tie for third, 6.5 games behind. Hickory a half game better than Brooklyn for the best second-half record. 1-2, and Smith just barely snags a piece. And it stays at a ball and two strikes. Base is empty, two out, top of the fourth, no score. And a pitcher's duel afternoon thus far. The righty offers, and DeAndre takes outside. It's two balls and two strikes. Stanley Consuegra on deck, the 2-2. And Smith fouls it out of play. First base seats. And it's even at two balls and two strikes. The 2-2. And Smith takes down and away. They count three balls and two strikes on Smith. American flag blowing in a little bit from right center towards the third base line. The payoff pitch, and Smith pulls it down the left field side. Will it stay fair? No, it won't. Looking too far, foul into the corner. And the next pitch will be the ninth of this at-bat. Luke Claus will have the top of their lineup due up in the bottom of the fourth. Ward, Lee Sang, and Rincones Jr. The payoff, low ball four. So just the second base runner of the ball game. Second walk issued by Mayer. And there is one on and two out in the fourth inning for Stanley Consuegra. Consuegra ground out to short in his first at-bat. And the first pitch from Gunner inside for ball one. Mayer. Drafted by the Phillies in the fifth round in 2019. Signed for $600,000 out of San Joaquin Delta College in Stockton, California. As Consuegra pulls it foul, it's 1-1. Mayer, originally an infielder before converting it to the mound, was committed to Texas Tech before signing a pro contract. A 1-1. Consuegra reaches out. Dunker in a shallow left coming on Rincones. It'll have to play it on a bounce. Sounded like a broken bat for Consuegra, but strong enough to muscle it in between the drifting shortstop Rito and the charging left fielder Rincones. So a walk and a single. First hit on either side today. And Brooklyn with two on and two out for the third baseman Jacob Reimer. Reimer flied out to deep left and is only at bat tonight. First pitch from Gunner, and Reimer takes a strike. Off speed on the outside corner, it's 0-1. Mayer got a lot of comparisons to former Phillies prospect Spencer Howard. Guy was a junior college reliever, was starting to scratch the surface when the Phillies drafted him, as Reimer charges this one in the air to left. Back goes Rincones, away back. It's one up off the warning track and over the fence for a ground rule double. They're going to hold Consuegra at third, but DeAndre Smith will score. It's the first high A base hit in the career of Jacob Reimer. His first Cyclones RBI as well. And Brooklyn strikes first. They have a 1-0 fourth inning lead. For Reimer, his 11th overall double, his 42nd total RBI. That double brought to you by TD Bank and their Double Up credit card, offering up to 2% back on qualifying purchases. So the two-out walk by Mayer has come back to bite him, as a single and a double has allowed Brooklyn to take the lead. Second and third and two out, as Estep watches that miss outside for ball one. Honestly, a bad break for Reimer. Had that ball stayed in the field of play, likely would have scored Consuegra from first. 1-0, and Estep fouls it back. And it's even at a ball and a strike. Consuegra at third, Reimer at second. Estep a fly ball to center and is only at bat, as Mayer misses inside and low. And the count 2-1. Mayer up over 20 pitches in the inning. Next one will be his 25th. A 2-1 to Chase. Low for ball three. Jose Mena, the catcher, waits on deck. The 3-1, and Estep completely fooled. Chased a pitch down and in. Good breaking ball from Mayer. And the count now full, three balls and two strikes. Brooklyn a run in on two hits in the inning. Have struck first on this Wednesday afternoon. Third baseman Ward well off the line. Big hole between the shortstop Brito and the second baseman Kemp playing in the hole. A payoff pitch, Estep line drive past the outstretched glove of Brito into left center field. Two runs are in. Estep breaking for second as the ball bobbled out in center, and he'll slide in feet first safely. It's a two-run base hit for Chase Estep, and it's a 3-0 Brooklyn lead in the fourth. RBIs 28 and 29 for Chase. And Brooklyn, after being without a hit through the first 3 2/3 innings today, now three consecutive knocks against Mayer after the two-out walk, has Phil Condari, the pitching coach, out to have a chat. Imagine that'll go down as a base hit and an error that allows Estep to take second base. Gave the error to Rincones, but I do believe that error should be on Lee Sang, the center fielder. So Brooklyn with another man in scoring position. Three runs in the frame. And Jose Mena looking to add more. Mena, the seventh man to bat in the inning, popped up in the infield his first time. First pitch from Mayer, outside and low. And the count 1-0. Mena playing for the first time since Saturday, went 0-for-2 with a walk in his first game back with Brooklyn. Hitting at .231 in 13 games with the team. Three doubles, no homers, four RBIs as Mena yanks it down the left field line, foul. And it's even at a ball and a strike. Next pitch will be the 30th in the inning for Mayer. Yet no action right now in the Blue Claws right field bullpen. The 1-1. Foul tip off the glove of DeFreitas. And the count 1-2. Mayer 0-4 his last 14, including today. Joining Brooklyn on July the 28th after Parada went on the IL. One, two. On the outside corner, strike three call. Third strikeout this afternoon for Mayer. But Brooklyn in the fourth scores three runs on three hits and error. And one man left at the end of three and a half. Brooklyn 3 and Jersey Shore nothing on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
For the early-to-rise road trippers, the late-night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hola, soy Alex Ramírez, mi ciudad natal es Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic, y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Ciclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio en Los Ángeles.
Bottom of the fourth inning, Brooklyn leading at 3-0. Fans, Sweet and Boozy Ice Cream has arrived at Maimonides Park, located next to the bar by the Cyclone Team Store on the third base concourse. Sweet and Boozy serves up four incredible ice cream flavors, five booze-infused flavors for adult fans, and three social media crazy Thunder Cups for you to snap some pictures with. Make sure you come down to a Cyclones game to get your sweetness on. Top of the lineup, two up for Jersey Shore. Nick Ward shows bunt and pulls back. It takes a strike atop the zone in the count 0-1. Ward ground out to short in his only trip today. Ventura's 0-1. And Ward takes up and away. It's even at a ball and a strike. Here at the top of the 1 o'clock hour in the East. The 1-1. Ward pulls it down the right field line. Foul behind the Blue Claw bullpen. And the count 1-2. Brooklyn a 3-0 lead. Cyclones 3 runs, 3 hits, no errors. They have left 1. Jersey Shore no runs, no hits, and error. They have left no one. Giordani's 1-2. And Ward in the air left field, coming on to his right on the move. It is Thomas. And he'll make the catch for the first out. I had it a little bit switched up today. Lineup card said Consuegra in left and Thomas in right. But unless Consuegra now throwing left-handed, that is indeed Ryland Thomas in left and Stanley Consuegra in right. 10 straight retired by Ventura at the start. And Marcus Lee Sang chases down and in. It's 0-1. Lee Sang struck out his first time up. 0-1 today. One strike pitch low. It's 1-1. That's the one thing that Lee Sang still working on, bringing that strikeout rate down. Walk rate is good, right around 14% for the year, but striking out in nearly 31% of all his plate appearances. 1-1 pulls his head out on the change, and Ventura ahead 1-2. Still been very productive, a 1-21 wins runs created plus this season. When you look at his campaign analytically, I'm going to need to bring that strikeout rate down to thrive at the upper levels of the minors. Ventura steps off. Lee Sang, former 11th round pick out of high school by the Phillies. 1-2, and Lee Sang can't hold up at the pitch. Down and in, strike three. Fifth strikeout so far for Ventura. And there are two out in the bottom of the fourth. A painting the corner punch out brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn and the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. Gabriel Rincones Jr. struck out in his first trip 0-for-1. And Ventura's slider low. And the count 1-0. This one tapped towards third, knuckling, backhanded by Reimer. What a strong throw across the diamond to first in time to end the inning. So Jordani Ventura, another 1-2-3 inning, 12 up, 12 down to start the day for the 23-year-old right-hander. At the end of four, 3-0 Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, Cyclones fans, had enough of those fundraisers where you have to sell chocolate bars or magazine subscriptions to raise money for your school, team, charity, or organization? Well, now you can use Cyclones tickets as a fundraiser instead. Simply select a game in April, May, or June and contact a Cyclones representative by texting or calling 718-37-BKLYN. From there, we'll set you up with the ability to sell Cyclones tickets through a unique custom link. You decide how much you want to sell your tickets for. For more info, please visit our team website at www.brooklyncyclones.com.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Gunnar Mayer, 70 pitches through four innings, back to the mound in the top of the fifth inning. Top of the 1 o'clock hour in the East, 3-0 Brooklyn. 8-9-1 due up, Omar De Los Santos, Ryland Thomas, and Jet Williams. Three due up in the frame. Omar shows bunt and fouls it to the right. They count 0-1. De Los Santos. Fly to center his first time today. Mayer comes home as Omar pops it up. First base side, Wingrove shuffling in a foul ground. And by the first base coach's box makes the catch for the opening out of the fifth inning. One away, now time for our Coney Convos trivia question of the afternoon. Tweet with the hashtag Coney Convos if you think you know the answer. On this date in 1973, which player became the first Met in history to reach 1,000 knocks with the franchise? As Ryland takes outside for ball one. Again, on this date in 1973, which player became the first Met to reach 1,000 hits with the franchise? As Thomas fouls it out of play. It's 1-1. Tweet with the hashtag Coney Convos if you think you know the answer. Thomas line drive left field coming on Rincones, and he'll have to play it on a hop. Another base hit for Ryland Thomas, just a low line drive. Now Rincones tried to charge in and make a play on in the air, but just could not get there quick enough. And so Brooklyn has a one out base runner for Jet Williams. Williams, a walk and a pop up to first. That was in his last at-bat, leading off last inning. Ryland comes home, and Jet fouls it towards us. Off the railing of the press level. And the count 0-1. Wind continuing to blow in from right center. A one-strike pitch to Jet. Up and in, it's 1-1. In case anyone was wondering, sometimes you get guys with nicknames or go by their nicknames, but that is his legal name, Jet Michael Williams. Roll over to first, and Thomas back standing. Surpassed a commitment to Mississippi State to sign with New York. Guy who is a plus runner, great 60-yard dash times. 1-1. Called strike, it's 1-2. But a guy who can turn a single into a double and a double into a triple. We've already been privy to that throughout the early going this season. Whether you watched him in St. Lucie or his first game and a half with the Cyclones. The 1-2 pitch up and in. And a duck out of the way of a breaking ball that slipped. And the count evens at 2-2. Williams' second straight start at shortstop. Did start quite a bit in the Florida State League in center field as well. Runner goes, the 2-2 waved at and missed. Throw down to second base is in time to get him. Might have been ruled out anyway as Williams' momentum carried him in front of the catcher DeFreitas. Might have ruled the runner out for obstruction, but a strike him out, throw him out, double play ends the inning. For Brooklyn, no runs, one hit, and one man left. Or actually nobody left on the caught stealing. At the end of four and a half, halfway through it, 3-0 Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Calling all close talkers, low talkers, high talkers, anti-dentites, and those with man hands. Come on down to Coney Island on Saturday, August 19th. Yada, 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 you'll have a great time. The first 2,500 fans in attendance will receive a George Costanza bobblehead. Plus, there will be a special appearance from John O'Hurley, who famously played Jay Peterman on the show. There are special packages, including all you can drink, and guaranteed bobblehead packages available as well. Don't stop for Juju Fruits. Go directly to BrooklynCyclones.com and get your tickets to this annual celebration of all things Seinfeld.
For every home game during the 2023 season, the Cyclones will be offering an all-you-can-drink package. This special package offers an open bar for 2 hours, starting 30 minutes before the scheduled first pitch and running for 90 minutes after the scheduled first pitch. Hang out in the backyard in the shadow of the world-famous Coney Island Parachute Jump. Tickets are $50 per person if purchased in advance, and then $55 per person starting the Monday before the event. Visit our team website at BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN to find out more.
Hi, this is Joe Swazi from Glen Cove, New York, and you're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Bottom of the fifth inning, Jordani Ventura back to the mound. His first pitch to Rickson Wingrove slips way up and away. And the count 1-0. Ventura 38 pitches through four innings. Wingrove retired on a bunt attempt back in the second. The 1-0 from Jordani. And Wingrove stays away. Did not go on appeal, down and in. Two balls and no strikes. Wingrove, Kemp, Pineda. 4-5 and 6-2 up. Jordani has retired the first 12 in order. A 2-0 up and away. Three balls and no strikes. Right-hander up and throwing. And Jersey Shore's right field bullpen looks to be Rodolfo Sanchez. The 3-0. And Wingrove taking all the way, watches a 94-mile-an-hour fastball for strike one. Seen Ventura's velocity pick up a little bit from his time in St. Lucie to what it is now in Brooklyn. The 3-1, low and inside, ball four. So that is the first base runner of the day for Jersey Shore after four perfect innings at the start for Ventura. One on, nobody out for Otto Kemp. Was robbed of a base hit in his first at-bat with the team on a nice slide and grab and throw by Jacob Reimer. That over at third base. Righty-righty matchup Ventura from the stretch, and Kemp gets it off the hands to the right. And the count 0-1. Coney Convo's trivia question of the day. Give you the answer in the bottom of the sixth. But on this date in 1973, which player became the first Met to reach 1,000 hits with the franchise? The 0-1. Number off the end of the bat, it's 0-2. Tweet with the hashtag Coney Convos if you think you know the answer. The righty's 0-2, and Kemp goes fishing for strike three. Another strikeout for Ventura. That's his sixth of the day. One out in the bottom of the fifth inning. And painting the corner, punch out brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn and the Bronx. Reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. Most strikeouts for Ventura since June the 10th. And a win in relief against Daytona. Leandro Pineda struck out looking his first time. Takes upstairs for ball one. Take a look at the Mets affiliate scoreboard. Here in the bottom of the fifth inning. A long pause now, the 1-0. And Pineda pulls it foul to the right. Evens up at a ball and a strike. Mets will host the Royals at 8, or be on the road against the Royals at 8:10 tonight. Kodai Senga will get the ball for New York. Cole Reagans is acquired in the Aroldis Chapman deal. Will make the start for Kansas City. The 1-1 on the outside corner at 92. It's a ball and two strikes. Triple A Syracuse at home against Worcester. Red Sox affiliate. Worcester 3 in the top of the fourth. They lead 3-1. Wyatt Young in RBI in his Triple A debut. One ball, two strike pitch, down and in, and it hits Pineda in the foot. Tried throwing a back foot breaking ball, and it ended up catching Pineda in the shoot top. And Jersey Shore now with two on and one out, their first two base runners of the day. It's Megan Flaherty, the trainer, out to take a look at the toes on the right foot of Pineda. It'll be two on and one out for Anthony Kirion. Wyatt Young, Ronnie Mauricio, Abraham Almonte, Luke Ritter, Carlos Cortez, Brandon McIlwain, Nick Meyer, Brandon Fryman, former Cyclones in the AAA lineup. Mike Vassell making the start today, has struck out seven through three and a third innings. Has struck out Trevor Story, who's there on rehab twice today. And two at-bats. So two on and one out. Kirion struck out in his first trip. And Ventura's first toss, a called strike. And the count 0-1. Double-A Binghamton is 6:35, scheduled to first pitch tonight at home. Blade Tidwell, the Cyclones single-season holder for strikeouts, will make his double-A debut as Kirion goes fishing for strike two. Chad Dallas will oppose him. Wish the best of luck to Blade making his double-A debut today for a marvelous season in Brooklyn. A two-strike pitch, swing and a miss, got him. A season-high tying seven strikeout for Ventura this afternoon. And there are two out in the fifth for Arturo De Freitas. That painting the corner punch out brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn and the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. De Freitas with two on and two out. Fly to center in his first at-bat. Giordani a look at second. Now the pitch, fastball strike. It is 0-1. Single A St. Lucie will be in Daytona tonight. 6:35 scheduled first pitch. Neither team has announced a probable starter. The 0-1 taken down and away. It's a ball and a strike. Dominican Summer League teams have off. Florida Complex League. Mets hosting the Marlins today. They trail 5-0. Edwin Uceda making a Major League rehab appearance. Scoreless inning, struck out one. As Ventura misses high. Two balls and a strike. Dariel Gomez in the lineup on a rehab assignment from AA Binghamton. The 2-1 off the end of the bat and back to the screen. Even at two balls and two strikes. Two on, two out, bottom of the fifth. Brooklyn a 3-0 lead. An RBI double by Jacob Reimer. And a two-run base hit by Chase Easta. And all in the top of the fourth inning. The 2-2. Slider outside and the count full. Eric Brito waiting on deck. Had some guesses funnel in. One of them already correct. The payoff pitch, runners go upstairs for ball four. So the third free pass allowed by Ventura in the inning. And the Blue Claws have the bases loaded. And will bring the go-ahead run to the plate in the form of Eric Brito. Brito ground out to short and is only at bat today. As Victor Ramos out of the third base dugout to have a talk with the right-hander. Ventura up over 20 pitches in the inning. But has thrown just 58, or actually 59, through the first 4 2/3 frame. So overall been pretty economical. This really been the only inning he's had to labor some. It's also the only inning where his command has sort of escaped him. First four innings, was filling up the strike zone. That's a big reason why the pitch count was down. But do have some guesses in for our trivia question. Ed Cranepool, one of the guesses. Cleon Jones. Also had David Wright as one of the guesses. One of those three guesses is correct. Give you the correct answer in the bottom of the sixth inning. First pitch to Brito. Off the outside edge for ball one. Wingrove at third. Pineda at second. DeFreitas at first. The 1-0. At the letters for a strike. And the count evens at 1-1. The righty curls and fires. Nearly hits Brito inside with a fastball at 90. That's two balls and a strike. Top of the lineup in Nick Ward. Waiting on deck. Ventura's 2-1. Brito a hard ground ball. Past the diving glove of Reimer into left field for a hit. One run is in. Thomas's throw to the plate. Not in time. The first hit of the game for Jersey Shore is a two-run single for Eric Brito. And the Blue Claws within one. It's 3-2. RBIs 18 and 19 for Eric. And the trio of free passes come back to burn Ventura in the fifth. So now the tying run at second. Go-ahead run at first for the top of the lineup in Nick Ward as Brooklyn's bullpen springs to life down the left field line. Ventura nearing 30 pitches in the inning. Ward fly to left his last time. And the first pitch in the air, center field. Ramirez first step in now, back a couple of steps. Makes the catch on the line drive to end the frame. But the Blue Claws break up the no-hit bid and the shutout. Two runs on a hit and two men left at the end of five. 3-2 Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
The Brooklyn Cyclones are excited to have yet another exciting lineup of jersey giveaways for the 2023 season. This year's giveaways include specialty uniforms for Pride Night, Star Wars Night, and so much more. For a full list of jersey giveaways, be sure to check out our team website at brooklyncyclones.com. Amazing starts here.
At Maimonides, excellence never stops. Our physicians here in Brooklyn have the best heart attack survival rates in the entire U.S. and are among the top 10 performers nationwide for clinical outcomes across health conditions. We've created separate spaces and safe care pathways, so there's no reason to put your health on hold. Maimonides Medical Center. Extraordinary times, extraordinary care.
This pitching change, driven by Bi-Cal Auto Mall. Visit them 2859 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn. Or log on to BiCalAutoMall.com. Rodolfo Sanchez, new arm in the game for the Blue Claws, takes over for Gunnar Mayer in the top of the sixth. Brooklyn's lead has been cut to 1-3-2. Alex Ramirez, first pitch, swinging, lines one left center field for a base hit. Alex on his way to second. Throw there, not in time. That is Alex Ramirez's franchise record, 35th double of his Brooklyn career. And he's there at second base with nobody out to start the sixth. 18th double of the year for Ramirez, 35th double with the Cyclones breaking his tie with Jose Peroza for the franchise all-time mark. That double brought to you by TD Bank and their Double Up credit card, offering up to 2% back on qualifying purchases. So a man at second, nobody out for DeAndre Smith. And the first pitch from Sanchez misses down and away for ball one. DeAndre has struck out, walked, and scored a run today. Sanchez, 5'10", 165, 23 years old, from Boni in the Dominican Republic. 31st appearance, 25th out of the bullpen. Misses up and away for ball two. Sanchez, 1-2, a 3.52 ERA. One save, 34 hits, and 38 in the third innings. 22 walks, 43 strikeouts. Sanchez last pitched on Sunday against Aberdeen, gave up a run on two hits in an inning, making a spot start. As Smith takes inside for ball three, Sanchez had a tough month of July, his worst month ERA-wise. Six runs in nine innings, an ERA of six. A 3-0 to DeAndre. In the air, right center field. Back into his left on the move is Lee Sang to make the catch. Tagging from second, Ramirez. He'll advance to third, standing up. So a productive out from Smith as Ramirez moves to third. One out in the inning for Stanley Consuegra, who singled to left and scored on the two-run knock by Estep in the fourth. But Sanchez, and a spot starter role this year for Jersey Shore bullpen games, has been great. 0-1, but a 1.69 ERA in six starts as Consuegra backs out of the way of a breaking ball. It's 1-0. However, out of the bullpen and 24 outings coming into today, an ERA of 4.23. A 1-0 to Stanley. High pop back behind home to Freitas. Ditches the mask on the grass in front of the warning track, makes the catch. And a big out number two for Sanchez. And Suegra can't get the job done as he pops it up behind home. And there are two out in the sixth for Jacob Reimer. Picked up his first Cyclones base hit and RBI his last time up with an RBI ground rule double. Came around to score on the E-step base hit. Final line for Gunnar Mayer today. Five innings, three runs on four hits. Walked two, struck out four. Sanchez spikes one in the dirt. And the count 1-0. Mayer, 80 pitches, 52 strikes. A pitcher of record right now on the losing side. The 1-0 to Reimer. Off the hands. Foul to the right. It's even at a ball and a strike. Coney Convo's trivia question. Give you the answer in the bottom of the inning. But on this date in 1973, which player became the first Met to reach 1,000 hits with the franchise? A 1-1 from Rodolfo, and Reimer powers one. Deep left center field, back into his right on the move, and this one's out of here! Jacob Reimer is first Cyclones in high A home run. A two-run shot to deep left center field, and Brooklyn back up by three. It's 5-2. Came close in each of his first two at-bats today. Bounced a couple of balls off the warning track and straightaway left. And this time out towards the Judd Shaw injury law signage right in front of the Chick-fil-A fan zone. Eighth home run of the season for Reimer. It's a three RBI day for him. He's got 44 now on the year. As Chase Estep takes down and in for ball one. Tell you what, Met fans. 1-0. A strike, it's 1-1. It's only been a little over a game and a half. But the way these two 19-year-old kids, Jet Williams and Jacob Reimer, have composed themselves and performed as this hit sharply to second. Picked up by Kemp, will throw out Estep at first to end the inning. Know a lot of folks are down after the trades the last couple of days as the Mets have sort of waved the white flag on this 2023 season. But there is an avalanche of talent coming up in the next couple of years. Williams and Reimer at the forefront. The end of five and a half, 5-2 Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum Fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
This giveaway is sure to be a ho-ho home run. Make your way to the North Pole, at least for one night, on Saturday, July 29th, when the Cyclones celebrate Christmas in July and everyone's favorite holiday film, Elf. The first 1,500 fans in attendance will receive a special Beatty the Elf bobblehead in what is sure to be as cool as Santa's workshop. So grab your ugly sweaters and stocking hung by the chimney with care, because we surely hope that you will be there. Get your tickets now at BrooklynCyclones.com.
Hi, this is Joshua Cornelli from Caracas, Venezuela, and you are listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Bottom of the sixth inning. Marcus Lee Sang to lead off against Jordani Ventura. Brooklyn a 5-2 lead. Ventura's first pitch of the frame misses down for ball one. Lee Sang has struck out twice tonight against Jordani. 1-0 is a called strike on the outside corner. And the count even at 1-1. Righty deals, and Lee Sang hits it sharply but foul. A couple of inches to the right of the first base bag. And Ventura ahead, a ball and two strikes. Jordani's 1-2. Lee Sang gets his hands in, hits the ball to center. Ramirez gets turned around, now in and to his right. And he'll put it away for the first out of the sixth. Time to get you our Coney Convo's trivia question answer for today. Our question, as Chris Newell out of the third base dugout, Lee Sang is standing at first base. Ramirez caught the ball. How in the world did they rule that any sort of error or a drop by Ramirez? He caught it. Chris Newell, irate with the home plate umpire, Trey Jester. The base umpire, Jesse Bush, just standing hands on his hips. Three quarters of the way towards second base from first. Now the two umpires going to get together. I can't believe it. I had turned away, and they are now going to call him out. Wasn't much from Jesse Bush to Trey Jester to get that call correct. Greg Brodzinski now over to argue with the pair of umpires. He thought he lost it on the transfer. Need to find a way to pull up a replay here, because I saw no conceivable way in which Ramirez would have lost that ball when it wouldn't have been a transfer. Now, we saw a play the last time Brooklyn was on the road, ruled a transfer, even though there were two outs in an inning and no real opportunity for there to even have a transfer on the throw. Trying to pull up the video here on MILB TV. Ramirez got turned around, caught it. Yeah, no, he clearly lost it on the transfer. Tried taking it out of his glove to throw it back to the infield. And they ruled that it was a ball in play. Well, the umpires get it right on the second try. And Gabriel Rincones takes a strike 0-1. I feel like generally I'm pretty unbiased when it comes to that. Would have been honest had I thought that ball actually dropped out of Ramirez's glove. Well, there was just no chance in that instance. As Rincones taps it foul, it's 0-2. But on this date in 1973, which player became the first Met to reach 1,000 hits with the franchise? The 0-2 on the inside corner, strike three called. Paints the inside black with a fastball, a season-high 8 strikeouts tonight for Ventura. And there's two down in the sixth. Now painting the corner punch-out brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn and the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. The 8 strikeouts also now a career high for Ventura as well. Rickson Wingrove 0-1 with a walk. Rolls over on 1 to first. Scooped on the forehand by Estep. Steps on the bag himself. And Jordani, despite some confusion at the start of the inning, has a 1-2-3 sixth inning. Career high 6 innings of work today for Ventura. A career-high 8 strikeouts as well. At the end of 6, 5-2 Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
We have no business being in this business. But you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, we told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. There's spirit in this bottle.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers,
or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
This pitching change driven by Bi-Cal Auto Mall. Visit them 2859 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn or log on to BiCalAutoMall.com. It's a left-hander, Tristan Garnett, on a pitch for the Blue Claws. His first pitch of the inning to Jose Mena is low for ball one. Top of the seventh, Brooklyn a 5-2 lead as Garnett misses up and away, 2-0 now on the Brooklyn catcher. Mena has popped up in the infield and struck out. A 2-0 from Tristan. At the letters, it's 2-1. Garnett standing at 6'6", 240 pounds. 25 years old from Portland, Oregon. A lefty fires a strike on the outside corner. And the count evens up at 2-2. Garnett, third different pitcher used by Jersey Shore today, making his 34th appearance. 3-3, a 2.45 ERA. As Mena takes outside, it's 3-2. One save for Garnett, 25 hits in 36 and two-thirds innings, 14 walks, 36 strikeouts. A payoff in the dirt ball four, and Mena works a walk. So the leadoff man aboard for Brooklyn in the seventh. Brings up Omar De Los Santos, who's 0 for 2. Final line for Adolfo Sanchez. One inning, two runs, both earned on two hits. No walks, no strikeouts. Gave up the two-run homer to Reimer. 13 pitches and seven strikes. Get you the answer after an extra half-inning delay on our Coney Combos trivia question of the day. As De Los Santos takes up and in for ball one, our question on this date in 1973. Which player became the first Met to reach 1,000 hits with the franchise? Our man, the Wolf, David Pecoraro, howling in with Ed Cranepool. The original Mr. Met has that one low, 2-0. We've also had a guess for David Wright from our good buddy Robert Anderson. Actually changed his answer to Bud Harrelson. This put in the air to center. Long run back for Lee Sang over his shoulder. Makes the catch in front of the warning track for the first out. So De Los Santos gave it a ride. Came up empty. One on one out for Ryland Thomas. One for two with a base hit. But the correct answer belongs to our good friend Rick Pippen, who came up with the correct answer of Cleon Jones. The first Met to reach 1,000 hits with the franchise. As Thomas takes a strike, it's 0-1. Did it on this date in 1973. Played two more years with the Mets in 74 and 75. Played 12 games with the White Sox to close out his career in 76. As Ryland takes that inside, it's 1-1. Cleon, part of the Miracle Mets in 1969, his famous shoe polish catch, or actually get hit by pitch rather, did also make a great catch in that series too. That pulled foul 1-2. Felt like most of the Mets outfielders in that 69 series had at least one great play defensively in that set. Of course, no one can forget Ron Swoboda's catch coming on in right. 1-2. Thomas taps this one off the end of the bat to third. Nice sliding stop by Ward on his second for one. Relay back to first, offline, not in time. Nifty play at third base by Ward to take away a base hit from Ryland. It'll be a 5-4 fielder's choice. One on and two out in the seventh for Jet Williams. Williams walked his first time, since then a pop-up to first and a strikeout. Cleon finished his career with 1,192 hits with New York. There's a pitch in the dirt. And the throw down to second is not in time. Ball ricocheted off the glove of the shortstop, rather the second baseman, Kemp. So Ryland Thomas now in scoring position with two out. Garnett sets with a sub-step towards third. And the first pitch to Williams. Outside for ball one. Brooklyn 5, Jersey Shore 2. The lefty's 1-0. And Williams can't wait back on the off-speed down. It's even at a ball and a strike. Garnett, fastball, curveball, changeup. Last pitched on Saturday when an inning and a third scoreless against Aberdeen. Has not allowed a run in each of his last four appearances. As that in the dirt, thinking about making a break towards third was Thomas, but hangs on. And it's two balls and a strike. Garnett hasn't allowed an earned run since June the 6th. He's given up four unearned in that span. Kemp holds on the runner, the 2-1. And Williams takes outside for ball three. Alex Ramirez, the center fielder, waiting on deck. Garnett, you look at his last 16 appearances, a .47 ERA. As Williams takes a strike, it's full 3-2. Walk rate down about 2.5% as well for Garnett. During this surge, the payoff, and Williams puts it in the air, deep left center field. Back into his right, Lee Sang. He has space to make the grab and end the inning. For Brooklyn, no runs, no hits, one man left on a walk at the end of six. 5-2 Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
We got breaking news, wall-to-wall breaking news.
It's that time of year.
The Dodgers get Machado.
Where teams make their move.
We are the epicenter of the trade deadline.
To postseason glory.
I love what San Diego's doing here.
Juan Soto, first time in a Padres uniform.
But this deadline waits for no one.
They're the best offense.
Who's going to get Ohtani?
We're watching.
It makes them a competitive lineup.
You heard it here first.
Oh my.
The 2023 MLB Trade Deadline Special, Tuesday, 1 Eastern on MLB Network.
Hi, this is Chris Newell from Clarkston, Michigan, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Jordani Ventura already a career-high 6 innings and 8 strikeouts today, going back to work in the bottom of the 7th. 72 pitches through 6 one-hit innings so far today. Otto Kemp, Leandro Pineda, Anthony Kirion. Three scheduled to bat in the inning. Brooklyn Five runs, six hits, no errors. They have left two. Jersey Shore, two runs, one hit, an error. They have left two as well. Otto Kemp 0 for 2, a ground out to third and a strikeout in his Blue Claws debut. Ventura from the windup. And his first pitch of the seventh taken down and away for ball one. Take a look at the Major League Baseball scoreboard on this Wednesday afternoon. The 1-0 missing down and away. Two balls and no strikes. End of four in Atlanta. Braves a 9-1 lead on the Angels. Just had a six-run bottom of the fourth. The 2-0 at the letters for a strike. It's 2-1. Ronald Acuna Jr., Austin Riley, and Matt Olson have all homered. Olson is 37th of the year. A 2-1. Kemp puts it in the air to right. Waiting, Consuegra now drifting a few steps to his left. Makes the play with both hands. One away in the seventh inning. Yonny Chirinos making the start for the Braves today. Tough start for Lucas Giolito. His second since being acquired at the deadline. Gave up nine runs on eight hits and 3 2/3 innings for the Angels. Pineda 0-for-1 has struck out, been hit by a pitch. Out in front of the changeup in the count 0-1. Detroit leading Pittsburgh 4-1 in the top of the fifth. Riley Green is ninth home run of the year. As Pineda pulls it foul off the railing in front of the first base dugout. It's 0-2. Eduardo Rodriguez on the mound for Detroit. He was reportedly in a deal to go to the LA Dodgers yesterday afternoon, but Rodriguez had a 10-team no-trade clause. The 0-2 outside, a ball and two strikes. And he enacted it. So that trade between Detroit and L.A. was killed, and Rodriguez stayed put. The 1-2. And Pineda fouls it down the left field line, remains at a ball and two strikes. Middle of the fourth in D.C., Nationals and Brewers tied at one. As Pineda slaps it down the left field line, and this will land by Brooklyn's bullpen foul. Stays at 1-2. Mark Canha batting fifth in left field today for Milwaukee, 0-for-1. Tyrone Taylor, a home run for the Brewers, his third. Wade Miley against Mackenzie Gore. Ventura's 1-2 pitch. Pineda ground ball back to the mound. Ventura fields underhand flip to first. And Pineda retired for the second out of the inning. Brings up Anthony Kirion, has struck out both times against Ventura today. 2:10 Eastern time. Astros host the Guardians. Ronel Blanco against Tanner Bibee. First pitch of the righty batter, and Kirion pummels it deep down the left field line, but well foul. Out by a group area. Snowballs and a strike. Rockies host the Padres at 3:10. Kyle Freeland against Nick Martinez. Base is empty, two out in the seventh. Brooklyn a 5-2 lead, the 0-1. Breaking ball tapped into the third base dugout. It's 0-2. Mariners host the Red Sox at 4:10. Logan Gilbert against Cutter Crawford. The 0-2 outside and low, 1-2. Dominic Canzone, who came over to Seattle in the Paul Sewald trade. Sewald, a former Cyclone, batting seventh, playing left field for Seattle. The 1-2 from Giordani. Swing and a miss, struck him out. A career-high 9 strikeouts through 7 one-hit innings for Giordani Ventura this afternoon. Career highs in innings pitched and strikeouts. Arguably the best performance and the 23-year-old's young professional career. 1-2-3 goes Jersey Shore in the seventh to the eighth. 5-2 Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Step right up and greet the Mets this summer at Maimonides Park. Mets legends Bartolo Colon, Mookie Wilson, and recently inducted Mets Hall of Famer Howard Johnson will be coming to Coney Island during the month of July with special autograph and limited edition bobblehead packages available. For more information or to purchase tickets, visit BrooklynCyclones.com/meet the Mets.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
This pitching change driven by Bi-Cal Auto Mall. Visit them 2859 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn or log on to BiCalAutoMall.com. On is the left-hander Wesley Moore. Takes over for Tristan Garnett, who went a scoreless inning in the seventh. Moore, 6'2", 200 pounds, 23 years old. From Surrey, British Columbia, as Ramirez hits one on the ground at third, tripped out of the box, and is thrown out at first base. One pitch and one out to start the top half of the eighth inning. Somewhat of an unusual play. Thought Ramirez hit it off his foot with the way that ball was deadened up the line. But instead, there is one out for DeAndre Smith, 0 for 2 of the walk. Fly to right center his last time. And Moore's first pitch misses for ball one. Numbers for Moore so far this year. 16th appearance with Jersey Shore, 0-1. A 2.76 ERA, a 1.52 ERA overall between single A and high A. And Smith takes a strike, it's 1-1. Moore, 12 hits in 16 in the third innings, 8 walks, 24 strikeouts. Smith takes inside, it's 2-1. Moore threw a scoreless inning against Aberdeen on Saturday. Walked 2 and struck out 1. Threw 3 scoreless innings over 3 appearances in Brooklyn back in late June, early July. As Smith hits it in the air, right center field. Back into his right, Pineda to make the running grab, 2 out. Final line for Tristan Garnett, a scoreless inning. No hits, a walk, no strikeouts, 19 pitches and 9 strikes. Stanley Consuegra, 1-for-3. Foul popped to the catcher his last time. And he takes a called strike. And the count 0-1. No action right now in Brooklyn's left field bullpen. You wonder if Ventura would come back out for the eighth. 86 pitches through 7. Consuegra fouls it to the right. And the count 0-2. His previous career high in innings pitched before today was 5 1/3 innings. 2 starts ago against Hudson Valley on July the 21st. The 0-2, up and away, a ball and 2 strikes. Continuing our look around the majors today, 6:40. Marlins host the Phillies. A 1-2 pitch, and Consuegra taps it foul behind the plate. Braxton Garrett for Miami, Zach Wheeler will get the start for the Phillies. The Yankees hosting the Rays at 7:05, trying to avoid a sweep. Shane McClanahan against Gerrit Cole. 1-2, outside 2-2. Blue Jays host the Orioles at 7:07. Yusei Kikuchi against Grayson Rodriguez. Former top prospect for the O's. The 2-2 for Moore. Swing and a miss. Chased off the outside corner for strike three. So Wesley Moore retires the side in order on 11 pitches in the eighth. Jordani Ventura, 86 tosses through seven. Going to work into the eighth inning here this afternoon. 5-2 Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, Cyclones fans, had enough of those fundraisers where you have to sell chocolate bars or magazine subscriptions to raise money for your school, team, charity, or organization? Well, now you can use Cyclones tickets as a fundraiser instead. Simply select a game in April, May, or June and contact a Cyclones representative by texting or calling 718-37-BKLYN. From there, we'll set you up with the ability to sell Cyclones tickets through a unique custom link. You decide how much you want to sell your tickets for. For more info, please visit our team website at www.brooklyncyclones.com.
We got breaking news, wall-to-wall breaking news.
It's that time of year.
The Dodgers get Machado.
Where teams make their move.
We are the epicenter of the trade deadline.
To postseason glory.
I love what San Diego's doing here.
Juan Soto, first time in a Padres uniform.
But this deadline waits for no one.
They're the best offense.
Who's going to get Ohtani?
We're watching.
It makes them a competitive lineup.
You heard it here first.
Oh, my.
The 2023 MLB Trade Deadline Special, August 1st on MLB Network.
One to up for Jersey Shore in the eighth. Brooklyn a 5-2 lead. Jordani Ventura has been outstanding tonight. Has retired seven in a row. Back to the mound in the eighth. DeFreitas walked his last time. Has also fly to center. First pitch of the inning from Ventura popped up left side. In and to his right is Thomas in the warning track area by the Brooklyn bullpen. And this will get into the seats behind the Brooklyn bullpen. And the count, no balls and a strike. Continuing our look around the majors tonight. 7:45, Cardinals host the Twins. Rematch of the 87 World Series. It's time called. The ball got loose from the Jersey Shore bullpen. With Dakota Hudson against Joe Ryan. Riding up in the Blue Claw pen. The 0-1. Outside, it's even at a ball and a strike. Cubs host the Reds at 8:05. Drew Smyly against the rookie Brandon Williamson. 1-1 from Jordani. And DeFreitas reaches and fouls it to the right. It's 1-2. Rangers and White Sox at 8:05. Dane Dunning against Dylan Cease, who was a surprising name getting thrown around at the deadline yesterday. White Sox ultimately not moving the former All-Star. A 1-2 pitch up and in. Two balls and two strikes. Mets and Royals at 8:10 from Kansas City. Kodai Senga against Cole Reagans. The righty's 2-2. And DeFreitas, a high fly ball, left center field. Thomas called off by Ramirez to his right, and over his head makes the grab for the first out of the eighth inning. One away, brings up Eric Brito as the only hit today for Jersey Shore. A two-run, bases loaded single in the fifth. .945, Giants and Diamondbacks. Logan Webb, Slade Ciccone will make his major league debut for Arizona as Brito flips it off the end of the bat and down in a shallow left field for a hit. The two hits in the ball game for Jersey Shore have come off the bat of the Blue Claws number two. And one on, one out in the bottom of the eighth for Nick Ward. And that will be the end of the line for Jordani Ventura this afternoon. Career high, 7 1/3 innings, 92 pitches, also a career high. A career best, 9 strikeouts, gave up just 2 hits. Is still responsible for the runner over at first base with a 23-year-old in his first full healthy season after Tommy John surgery in 2021. Gets a hug from his manager. And Ventura, who has worked so hard to get back to full health, beginning to realize his potential. And it'll be up to his bullpen to record the final 5 outs here on this Wednesday afternoon. New arm coming in to face the top of the lineup in Nick Ward. One on, one out, 5-2 Brooklyn in the bottom of the eighth on the Cyclones Radio Network.
The Brooklyn Cyclones are excited to have yet another exciting lineup of jersey giveaways for the 2023 season. This year's giveaways include specialty uniforms for Pride Night, Star Wars Night, and so much more. For a full list of jersey giveaways, be sure to check out our team website at brooklyncyclones.com. Amazing starts here.
At Maimonides, excellence never stops. Our physicians here in Brooklyn have the best heart attack survival rates in the entire U.S. and are among the top 10 performers nationwide for clinical outcomes across health conditions. We've created separate spaces and safe care pathways, so there's no reason to put your health on hold. Maimonides Medical Center. Extraordinary times, extraordinary care.
This pitching change driven by Bical Auto Mall. Visit them 2859 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn. Log on to BicalAutoMall.com. Joey Lancelotti on in relief to try and keep Jersey Shore off the scoreboard in the eighth. One on, one out. And his first pitch breaking ball to Nick Ward is in there for strike one. Lancelotti, 5'11", 205, 25 years old from Bensalem, Pennsylvania. Throw back to first, and Brito able to dive back safely. Lancelotti making his 11th appearance with the Cyclones. No record, a 3.38 ERA. The 0-1, and Ward puts one in the air to left. To his right is Thomas, and he'll make the catch for the second out. Retreating back to first goes Brito. Two down for Marcus Lee Sang. 0-3 today, couple of strikeouts and a fly ball to center. But Lancelotti, 11 hits in 10 2/3 innings, just one walk and 14 strikeouts. Lancelotti threw a perfect inning of relief on Friday against Wilmington. Struck out the side in order, and they pick off the runner at first base. Brito tried going back to the bag, standing up, and Lancelotti picks him off 1-3 to end the inning. What a job done by Joey Lancelotti. Gets a fly ball to left from the leadoff batter Ward, and then catches Brito napping at first base to pick him off and end the inning. No runs, one hit, nobody left. At the end of 8, 5-2 Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Sundays with the Cyclones make the most fun ballpark in America even more fun. Kids get free ice cream and an opportunity to run the bases after the game. There are great giveaways, character appearances, bounce house fun in the backyard, and so much more. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for all the Sunday Fundy information you need.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes 4 tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the third inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit brooklyncyclones.com.
Hi, this is Jace Beck from Tuttle, Oklahoma, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
This pitching change driven once again by Bical Auto Mall. Visit them 2859 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn. Or log on to BicalAutoMall.com. Cam Wynn on for the Blue Claws as we move to the top of the ninth inning. Wynn 6'5 to 30, 24 years old from Lincoln, Nebraska. And his first pitch to Jacob Reimer taken low for ball one. Reimer, a two-run home run his last time up, also has an RBI double today, and flied out to deep left in his first at-bat. 1-0, and Reimer takes a strike on the inner half. It's even at 1-1. Wynn making his 24th appearance, 23rd out of the bullpen, 1-1, a 2.55 ERA, as Reimer off the hands on the ground at third, coming on Ward. And one third baseman retires the other for the first out of the ninth inning. One away for Chase Estep. Sharp ground out to second his last time. Also has a two-run single. Win one save. 16 hits in 24 and two-thirds innings. 10 walks, 24 strikeouts. Last pitched on Sunday through a scoreless inning. 4 straight scoreless outings since July the 19th. Righty's first pitch, and Estep swings and misses, and the count 0-1. Final line for Wesley Moore goes an inning, no runs, no hits, no walks, and a K. 11 pitches, 7 strikes, as Estep takes a strike, it's 0-2. Righty offers, and Estep takes outside. It's 1-2. Final line for Jordani Ventura this afternoon, a career high, 7 1/3 innings. 2 runs, both earned on 2 hits. Walked only 2 and struck out a career high 9. As this nubbed off the end of the bat. Still a ball and 2 strikes. Ventura did hit a batter, 92 pitches and 63 strikes, both season highs. 1-2, tapped foul. Still a ball and 2 strikes on Estep. Top of the 2 o'clock hour, Brooklyn a 5-2 lead. Jersey Shore will have 2, 3, and 4 due up against the bullpen in the bottom of the ninth. Likely against Lancelotti, no action right now in Brooklyn's left field bullpen. As Estep takes it at the letters, strike 3, got him on a 2-seam fastball. First strikeout tonight for Wynn. 2 out in the ninth. Jose Mena 0-2 with a walk. It's the last Cyclone to reach base. 8 in a row retired. Sets on the third base side of the mound. And the first pitch from Wynn hit down the right field line, curling behind the Jersey Shore bullpen. A foul ball. Sun shining, couple of scattered clouds. The 0-1 from Wynn, and Mena takes inside and low. It's even at a ball and a strike. Brooklyn trying to even up this series and a win apiece. Back to a regular 7:05 scheduled first pitch tomorrow. As Mena takes low 2-1. Joelmi Ramirez, added to Brooklyn's roster yesterday, will make his Cyclones debut on the mound tomorrow. The 2-1. Swing and a miss. It's 2-2. Mitch Neuenborn, who's being stretched out into a starter, was still tossing in relief for the Blue Claws the last time these two squads met. He'll get the ball for the Blue Claws, 1-1, and a 2.55 ERA. The 2-2. Mena off the hands in the infield, charging in the third baseman Warden. Foul ground on the warning track. Actually on the base path, makes the catch to end the inning. 1-2-3 goes Brooklyn in the ninth. Lancelotti back out to try and close it out. Lee Sang, Rincones, and Wingrove, the three do up. If anyone reaches, Kempen, then Pineda. 5-2 Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. Yes! With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get optimum fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Hi, this is Trey McLaughlin from Shelton, Connecticut, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Joey Lancelotti back to the mound for the bottom of the ninth inning. Brooklyn trying to close out a victory. They lead it 5-2. Blue Claws will have 2, 3, and 4 due up. Lee Sang, Rincones Jr., and Wingrove. Lee Sang was at the plate when Eric Brito was picked off for the final out of the eighth inning. Lee Sang 0 for 3. Couple of strikeouts and a fly ball to center. That was his last at-bat in the sixth. Lancelotti from the first base side of the rubber. And his first pitch of the ninth inning. Just off the outside corner for ball one. Lancelotti joined Brooklyn on the 20th of June. 1-0. And Lee Sang fouls it off the catcher. Even at a ball and a strike, Lancelotti made one appearance in that series against Jersey Shore on July the 3rd. Gave up a run on two hits in two innings. As Lee Sang takes outside, it's two balls and a strike. The 2-1. Lee Sang, a high pop. Left side of the infield, Reimer on the dirt into foul ground by a step. And still on the infield, dirt makes the catch. One away in the bottom of the ninth inning. Brings up Gabriel Rincones Jr. Rincones 0 for 3 today, couple of strikeouts and a ground out to third. Slider from Lancelotti on the outer half. And the count 0-1. Fans, a reminder, win or lose after the final out, we'll have the recap report. Look back at today's game, scores from out of town. Look ahead to game 3 of this series tomorrow night. So Rincones checks his swing on a high fastball. It's 1-1. A break even. Upstairs, two balls and a strike. Brooklyn, 5 runs, 6 hits, no errors. They have left 2. Jersey Shore, 2 runs, 2 hits, an error. They have left 2 as well. 2-1. And Rincones goes fishing, comes up empty. Another breaking ball. It's even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rickson Wingrove waiting on deck. A 2-2. And Rinconis powers it deep down the left field line, hooking towards the corner. That is a fair ball and gone. An opposite field home run for Gabriel Rinconis Jr. And Jersey Shore is within two. It's 5-3. Just barely kept it fair down the left field line. His fifth home run in the South Atlantic League, his 10th of the year. 19th Blue Claw RBI, and Brooklyn's lead down to two. So bases empty, one out for Rickson Wingrove, and he takes inside for ball one. Wingrove 0 for 2 with a walk. Ground out to first his last time as the slider low. Make it 2-0 now on Wingrove. Otto Kemp represents the tying run on deck. The 2-0, and Wingrove rolls over on one to the right side. Fielded by the first baseman, Estep, underhand flip to Lancelotti over to cover. And the Cyclones one out away from victory. Good job by Lancelotti to bounce back. First two pitches after the home run were out of the zone. Got a weak ground ball to the right side. Fielded his position beautifully. And kudos to Chase Estep, continuing to get better and better with each passing day defensively at first base. Not bad for a guy who, during his college career, played just one game at first base. As Kemp swings and misses, it's no balls and one strike. Kemp 0 for 3, fly to right in his last at-bat. The 0-1, swing and a miss, and the Cyclones one strike away from even up this series at a win apiece. Bases empty, two out. A run in for Jersey Shore. Lancelotti's 0-2. Swing and a miss, struck him out, and you can celebrate a Cyclones victory. Joey Lancelotti picks up his first high A in South Atlantic League save. Second of the season, third of his minor league career. Gives up a one-out home run to the opposite field by Rinconis Jr. in the ninth. But overall, dominates out of the bullpen. As Brooklyn, thanks to some outstanding pitching from Jordani Ventura and Joey Lancelotti, a couple of right-handers who started this season at the level below in the Florida State League, pitching a gem today, a three-hitter in Brooklyn's 5-3 win. So Brooklyn, for the time being, three games up on Aberdeen in the North. It'll either be 2.5 or 3.5, depending on the result of that game in Maryland later on tonight. Brooklyn 5, Jersey Shore 3. Recap report is next on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Calling all close talkers, low talkers, high talkers, anti-dentites, and those with man hands. Come on down to Coney Island on Saturday, August 19th. Yada, 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 you'll have a great time. The first 2,500 fans in attendance will receive a George Costanza bobblehead. Plus, there will be a special appearance from John O'Hurley, who famously played Jay Peterman on the show. There are special packages, including all you can drink and guaranteed bobblehead packages available as well. Don't stop for Juju Fruits. Go directly to BrooklynCyclones.com and get your tickets to this annual celebration of all things Seinfeld. Hey, Cyclones fans. Had enough of those fundraisers where you have to sell chocolate bars or magazine subscriptions to raise money for your school, team, charity, or organization? Well, now you can use Cyclones tickets as a fundraiser instead. Simply select a game in April, May, or June and contact a Cyclones representative by texting or calling 718-37-BKLYN. From there, we'll set you up with the ability to sell Cyclones tickets through a unique custom link. You decide how much you want to sell your tickets for. For more info, please visit our team website at www.brooklyncyclones.com.
Hi, this is Drake Osborne from Corpus Christi, Texas, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
The beauty of minor league baseball. Joey Lancelotti, court of the game's final five outs for Brooklyn to pick up his first South Atlantic League save. And no less than 2 minutes after his final pitch has been hanging out, as soon as the handshake line completed for Brooklyn, talking with one of his opponents from Jersey Shore back behind home plate, clearly has a previous relationship with him. I want to say that's Malik Bins based on size and stature. But that's one of the fun things about minor league baseball. You get to see things like that. Former teammates, friends, getting a chance to hash it out after a ball game, whether it be a win or a loss. And Lancelotti just picked up his save and now having a good old time with one of his foes in the other dugout. One other Blue Claw player right now talking with some fans behind home plate. I want to say that's Marcus Lee Sang. But that's the beauty of minor league baseball here on a Wednesday afternoon. Everyone, despite a closely contested, well-played 5-3 Brooklyn win, everyone seemingly in good spirits on both sides. As we take you through the game that was today, Brooklyn with their win, improving to 49-48 overall, back to 10 games over in the second half at 21-11. Jersey Shore back to 500 in the half at 16-16, 51-46, 5 games over the 500 mark in the second half, or rather on the overall mark so far this season. Let's take you through the game that was. Jordani Ventura against Gunnar Mayer at the start, and both sides tossed zeros through the first three innings today. As a matter of fact, through the first three innings, there was only one base runner on a Jet Williams walk. But the first two batters in the fourth were retired. Williams popped up a 2-0 pitch to first, and then Alex Ramirez struck out on four pitches. DeAndre Smith, though, had a long at-bat, a 9-pitch battle, coaxed a walk, and that helped spark a rally for Brooklyn. Stanley Consuegra then singled to left. That was the first base hit of the ball game. And then it was Jake Reimer who, in his first at-bat of the day in the second inning, nearly put one out to straightaway left. Couldn't quite get it over the head of Gabriel Rincones Jr. Well, for Jacob, second time was the charm. When the Phillies drafted him, as Reimer charges this one in the air to left. Back goes Rincones, away back. It's one up off the warning track and over the fence for a ground rule double. They're going to hold Consuegra at third, but DeAndre Smith will score. It's the first high A base hit in the career of Jacob Reimer, his first Cyclones RBI as well. And Brooklyn strikes first. They have a 1-0 fourth inning lead. So Jacob Reimer with an RBI double. His first hit, his first RBI with the club, gave Brooklyn a 1-0 lead. Chase Estep would follow, and he would work the count full before he did his damage. Playing in the hole. The payoff pitch. Estep line drive past the outstretched glove of Brito into left center field. Two runs are in. Estep breaking for second as the ball bobbled out in center, and he'll slide in feet first safely. It's a two-run base hit for Chase Estep, and it's a 3-0 Brooklyn lead in the fourth. RBIs 28 and 29 for Chase. And Brooklyn, after being without a hit through the first 3 2/3 innings today, now three consecutive knocks again. So the third straight base hit by Brooklyn gave the Cyclones a 3-0 lead. Jordani Ventura was outstanding. Retired the first 12 batters he faced in order. But once he got to the bottom of the fifth, hit really his only hiccup of the day. Walked Rickson Wingrove on five pitches to start the inning. Then struck out Otto Kemp on three pitches. Had a 1-2 count on Leandro Pineda before he hit him in the back foot with a breaking ball. Then struck out Anthony Kirion on three pitches. Arturo De Freitas walked. So Jersey Shore had the bases loaded, still without a base hit in the ball game. But on a 2-1 pitch, Eric Brito snuck one past the diving glove of Reimer and in the left. Two runs scored to pull Jersey Shore within 1-3-2. But Ventura got Ward to fly out to center to end the inning. And then Brooklyn got those two runs back in the top of the sixth. Alex Ramirez led off the inning with a double. That double breaking his tie with Jose Peraza for the franchise all-time record, his 35th two base hit since last July the 4th when he joined the team. After a fly out to center from Smith, Ramirez took third. Stanley Consuegra then hit a foul pop to the catcher. It was a 1-1 count on the following hitter with Jacob Reimer, and he continued to show he is not fazed by the challenge at an upper level. A 1-1 from Rodolfo, and Reimer powers one. Deep left center field, back into his right on the move, and this one's out of here. Jacob Reimer is first. Cyclones in high A home run. A two-run shot to deep left center field, and Brooklyn back up by three. It's 5-2. Came close in each of his first two at-bats today. Bounced a couple of balls off the warning track and straightaway left. And this time out towards the Judd Shaw injury law signage right in front. So Jacob Reimer with a two-run home run, a three RBI day for the 19-year-old in his second game at the high A level. That two-run home run, our play of the game, brought to you by Howe's Potato Chips, New York made and Brooklyn born. Howe's Potato Chips, the official potato chip of the Brooklyn Cyclones. Jordani Ventura then went back to work in the bottom of the sixth inning. And after that two-run single by Brito, retired at eight batters in order. Gave up a base hit to Brito again with one out in the eighth inning. That was the end of his day after a career-high 7 1/3 innings. Joey Lancelotti came on. Got Nick Ward to fly out to left. Picked off Brito at first base to end the eighth. In the ninth, Lancelotti produced a pop-up to third from Lee Sang. But then Gabriel Rincon snuck a home run around the left field pole to make it a 5-3 ball game. He then fell behind the next batter, Rickson Wingrove, 2-0. But Wingrove swung at the 2-0 pitch, rolled over on one to first for the second out. And then Otto Kemp swung and missed at three straight pitches to end it, as Brooklyn wins it this afternoon by a final of 5-3. Winning pitcher, Jordani Ventura. He's 2-0 in the high A level with the Cyclones. Career high 7 1/3 innings. Two runs on two hits, two walks, a career best, 9 strikeouts. The loss to Gunnar Mayer, he drops to 1-6. Gave up 3 runs on 4 hits in 5 innings. Walked 2, struck out 4. First high A and Cyclone save for Joey Lancelotti. Inning and 2/3, a run on 1 hit, no walks, a strikeout. Final line scores this afternoon. Brooklyn 5 runs, 6 hits, no errors, they left 2. Jersey Shore 3 runs, 3 hits, an error, they left 2 as well. Final time of game this afternoon, 2 hours and 7 minutes in front of a crowd of 3,407 on a camp day here at Jersey Shore. Take a look at the out-of-town scoreboards before we say goodbye on this Wednesday afternoon. One game still in progress in the South Atlantic League. Greensboro leading Asheville 4-3 in the top of the ninth inning. Greensboro getting a home run from Michael Escoto, his 8th in the 5th. Everything else in the league starting at 6:30 or later at 6:35. Wilmington hosts Hudson Valley. Winston-Salem at home against Bowling Green at 7 o'clock. Rome in Greenville at 7:05 in the game that Brooklyn fans will be following. Aberdeen takes on Hickory at 7:05. Daniel Lloyd against Jose Cornell. Looking at the Mets affiliate scoreboard, Big League Club will be in Kansas City tonight at 8:10. Kodai Senga against Cole Reagans. AAA Syracuse leading Worcester 6-5 in the top of the seventh. Syracuse a 4-run home sixth inning to take the lead. Nick Meyer a grand slam in the sixth to give Syracuse the lead. His 5th AAA home run of the year. Sam Coonrod gave up a run in an inning in his second rehab appearance at AAA. Mike Vassell struck out Trevor Story twice today as he plays with Worcester on a rehab assignment. AA Binghamton, 6:35 start at home tonight against New Hampshire. Blue Jays affiliate Blade Tidwell making his AA debut today after setting Brooklyn's single season record for strikeouts earlier this year. Single A St. Lucie in Daytona at 6:35 tonight, Reds affiliate. And bottom of the eighth inning in Port St. Lucie, Florida Complex League Mets trailing the Marlins 5-1. Edwin Uceda tossing a perfect inning and a rehab start for the Mets. Dominican Summer League had the day off. Look at our Major League Baseball scoreboard before we say goodbye this afternoon. Braves leading the Angels 11-4 in the bottom of the seventh inning. Matt Olson is 37th home run of the year. And a 7 in Pittsburgh. Tigers a 5-2 lead on the Pirates. Riley Green, his ninth home run for Detroit. Top of the sixth in D.C. Brewers up 2-1 on Washington. Tyrone Taylor, his third home run for Milwaukee. Bottom of the first in Houston. Astros and Guardians are scoreless. Framber Valdez threw a no-hitter yesterday for Houston. Ronel Blanco against Tanner Bibee. Everything else in the big leagues will start at 3 o'clock or later. 3:10, Rockies host the Padres. Kyle Freeland against Nick Martinez. Red Sox in Seattle at 4:10. Cutter Crawford up against Logan Gilbert. Marlins host the Phillies at 6:40. Braxton Garrett versus Zach Wheeler. Yankees trying to avoid a sweep at home against the Rays. That one will get underway at 7:05. Garrett Cole and Shane McClanahan, the starters there. Orioles in Toronto at 7:07. Grayson Rodriguez up against Yusei Kikuchi. Cardinals host the Twins at 7:45. Dakota Hudson and Joe Ryan, the starters there. Reds will take on the Cubs at 8:05 from Wrigley. Brandon Williamson, the rookie, against Drew Smyly and a tussle of left-handers. 8:05, Rangers and White Sox from Arlington. Dane Dunning against Dylan Cease. Giants will host the Diamondbacks at 9:45. Logan Webb will go against Slade Ciccone, making his Major League debut tonight for Arizona. And the Dodgers host the A's at 10:10. Tony Gonsolin against Hobie Harris. Our series continues tomorrow, back to a 7:05 scheduled first pitch. Joelmy Ramirez, added to Brooklyn's roster on Monday from Single-A St. Lucie, will make his Cyclones debut. He'll go against the righty Mitch Newenborn, who has been stretched out into a starting role, 1-1, a 2.55 ERA. Our coverage starts 15 minutes prior to the scheduled first pitch at 6:50 Eastern time, leading up to the 7:05 first toss right here from Shoretown Ballpark. That'll do it for us this afternoon as the Cyclones hold off Jersey Shore, even up this series at a win apiece, a 5-3 victory. For everyone with our ownership group at the Brooklyn Baseball Company, including our vice president, Stephen Cohen, general manager, Kevin Mahoney, assistant general manager, Billy Harner, and our entire cast of characters back at Maimonides Park on Coney Island, including my partner in crime, Johnny Gadamowicz, I'm Justin Rock saying so long from the Garden State. Again, your final, Brooklyn 5 and Jersey Shore 3. We hope to have you with us again tomorrow evening, but until then, enjoy the rest of your Wednesday afternoon and evening, everybody. Good night from the shore.
Thank you for tuning into this live broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, the High A affiliate of the New York Mets. This broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball is a production of the Cyclones Radio Network in conjunction with Minor League Baseball. This broadcast is intended for private, non-commercial use of audience and cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or rebroadcast without the express written consent of the Brooklyn Cyclones or Minor League Baseball. This is the Cyclones Radio Network.